You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Anti-Semitism. The 10 closed for weeks. She in San Francisco. And Disney World pronouns. All coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. First, there was a big rally in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall in support of Israel against anti-Semitism. A sharp contrast to the rallies we've seen across the country in Europe the last 4 weeks. An estimated 200,000 people attended. Hamas still holds 200 people hostage, 9 Americans, and 31 Americans were killed. At one point, the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate, not Mitch McConnell, Joni Ernst was there instead of Mitch McConnell, but the Republican and Democratic leaders were there on stage together to show support for Israel and call for a release of the hostages. The 10 in Los Angeles, a massive elevated highway going right through the city. There was a homeless encampment underneath that went up in flames. The 10 is now going to be closed for up to 5 weeks. LA can't function without this highway. And the fire was so intense because there was so much junk under the highway because of the homeless encampment. They say construction is going to go on 24/7. 100 columns were damaged, 10 of them severely. The fire burned for 3 hours and was the size of 6 football fields. Joe Biden and the president of China are meeting today in San Francisco at an undisclosed location, their first face-to-face meeting in a year. Biden said the goal is to get back on a normal course of corresponding, being able to pick up the phone and talk to one another when there's another crisis, being able to make sure our militaries still have contact with one another. He said, we're not trying to decouple from China, but what we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better. China mocked San Francisco for cleaning up the city before they arrived. This is from the Communist Global Times. Drug addicts, dealers, and the homeless who have plagued San Francisco's downtown have miraculously disappeared. Sculptures have been repainted and the streets have been spotlessly cleaned. Workers have started to relay uneven sidewalks and install plywood on empty manhole covers. It's true. They did this for China, but they didn't do it for the taxpayers of San Francisco. Disney World employees are saying that Disney has rolled out pronoun pins for employees. You can now add your pronoun to your name pin, first being rolled out for janitorial positions. Pronoun name tags help us understand each other more and bring a positive impact within our community. The internal destruction of Disney continues. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, as we predicted, the city of San Francisco is finally driving out the legion of drug addicts living on the streets. That's because President Xi of China is meeting with President Biden today in the city by the bay. The Chinese communists already know about the depravity embraced by San Francisco politicians in the name of compassion or whatever. Beijing has a council in San Francisco. It is beyond obvious the far-left people who run the city feel absolutely no urgency to clean it up for the benefit of the residents. No, they wouldn't do that. But once the federal government ordered San Francisco to enforce zoning laws, presto, thousands of street dwellers moved on. If San Francisco refused the Biden administration's request, many federal grants would be in jeopardy. Of course, the drug addicts will be back as soon as Xi and the other Asian leaders depart. It's very easy to live the drug life in San Francisco. No problem at all. High times. The city will even pay you money if you are a drug addict. Unbelievable. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Richard Dick, Murphy, North Carolina. Bill, you're correct that the election next year will be decided by the pocketbook. Just this month, my home insurance went up 55%, my utility bill 93%. Per your suggestion, I'm looking at options. You have to. I just got a car insurance. I paid $3,000 last year, two cars. They went to $10,000. No. Now, I might have to get car insurance from Brazil, but I'm not paying the $10,000. I got a clean record. Unbelievable what's happening under the Biden administration. Nick Russiano, Monroe, New York. I understand many people need help and high earners should pay more than low earners in tax, but why do so many people vote for more tax? Our governor, that's Kathy Hochul in New York, said in a debate against Zeldin, cutting taxes is irresponsible, and she won because many of the voters for Hochul don't pay any taxes. They're not involved with paying taxes. Ronald Boudreau, Estero, Florida. Bill, I would really like to get some accurate info on the Gaza Strip as it relates to Israel. The Jews withdrew from Gaza in 2005, I believe. So it's a narrative about Israel occupying Gaza. The narrative is that there is no government in Gaza, Ronald. It's run by terrorists. So the infrastructure has to be supplied by Israel. That means water, okay, food. They don't grow anything in Gaza. All right, all the essentials come from Israel. The pro-Hamas people, pro-Palestinian people say that's occupation. What's going on there? Rich Stevens, San Diego, I have a question for you concerning the House committee investigating Hunter Biden. Can the committee subpoena Joe Biden? No. President will cite executive privilege. I'm not going to be able to subpoena him. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 159 years ago today, a Union general led 60,000 troops on a 300-mile march. The mission? Terrorize the population of Georgia so it would turn against the Confederate cause and end the Civil War. Here is the story of Sherman's march. General William Tecumseh Sherman captured Atlanta September 1864. Demoralized, the Confederate Army fled west into Tennessee. But instead of chasing the rebels, President Lincoln and his commanders chose a more drastic strategy. Sherman believed the Confederacy derived its strength from the material and moral support of Southern whites. By making life miserable for civilians, Sherman thought they would demand a ceasefire. His plan, make Georgia howl. Beginning November 15, 1864, Sherman began the six-week trek to Savannah. His troops wreaked havoc on the local population. They destroyed bridges, burned barns, raided farms, stole livestock, ransacked homes. Sherman presented the city of Savannah to President Lincoln as a symbolic Christmas gift. The Union Army then moved north, pillaging its way through South Carolina. In total, the mission cost the Confederacy $100 million in damaged property. That's $1.5 billion adjusted for inflation today. About 6 months later, the South surrendered. Though brutal, Sherman's tactics in Georgia laid the foundation for what military strategists now call total war. The same theory was deployed by the U.S. military against Nazi Germany, Imperial Japan, and Communist Vietnam. And here's something else you might not know. Although Sherman's march is remembered for its cruelty, the trek was also one of the greatest liberation campaigns in history. During the journey from Atlanta to Savannah, 30,000 slaves were freed from the cotton plantations of Georgia. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.